From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Al-Qaeda's top two leaders in Iraq have been killed. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, U.S. and Iraqi officials hope their deaths will stem the latest spate of violent attacks.
The announcement first came from the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki in a televised news conference. He said that Abu Ayyub al-Masari, the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq, and Abu Omar al-Baghdadi, the head of an al-Qaeda group called the Islamic State of Iraq, were both killed in an operation last week. The Pentagon confirmed the deaths today. Al-Masari is an Egyptian and took over al-Qaeda in Iraq in 2006 after Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was killed in a U.S. airstrike. Baghdadi has been a shadowy figure at the head of an al-Qaeda affiliate group that has taken credit for a series of attacks on Iraqi government buildings and embassies in recent months. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Air traffic is resuming in some parts of Europe after a massive cloud of volcanic ash from Iceland forced many European airports to close down last week. European Union transport ministers today agreed to divide the skies into three zones based on concentrations of ash. One is a no-fly area, another would require permission for flights, and a third is open. The state of Oklahoma observed a moment of silence for each of the 168 people killed in the Oklahoma City bombing 15 years ago today. From member station KOSU, Michael Cross tells us hundreds of people gathered at the site of the Murrah Federal Office Building, now a national memorial, to pay tribute.
Several dignitaries spoke at the ceremony marking the 15th anniversary of the worst act of domestic terrorism on American soil, including Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. Napolitano was part of the investigation in the bombing as a U.S. attorney in Arizona and says the history of Oklahoma City won't be written by the attack.
The history of this city and its people will be written by what came afterward and by what is yet to come. By the tremendous outpouring of community support that became known as the Oklahoma Standard.
She says since 1995, the threat of domestic violent extremism and terrorism remains real. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
President Obama is spending this evening in California to raise money for the re-election of Senator Barbara Boxer. Mr. Obama warned she could be defeated if the Democrats don't work hard for her. Boxer is a three-term incumbent who's vulnerable because of the state's bad economy. The president is attending events aimed at raising $3.5 million. Strong earnings reports expected later this week helped drive the Dow higher today. It picked up 73 points to close at 11,092. The Nasdaq fell a point to close at 2480. The S&P rose 5. This is NPR News. 23 people are dead in the latest in a string of attacks in Peshawar, Pakistan. A suicide bomber apparently blew himself up near police who were sitting in their vehicles after guarding a protest rally. Earlier in the day, a bomb exploded near a school in Peshawar, killing a six-year-old boy. President Asif Ali Zardari, meanwhile, signed a new law today that strips his office of powers that had been expanded by his predecessor. Analysts considered it a distraction from dealing with the militancy. The United States has declared Sudan's election was neither free nor fair. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. says it will work with the winners to keep a peace agreement on track.
Early results indicate that President Omar al-Bashir will be returned to power in an election that was marred by allegations of fraud. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley described it this way.
This was not a free and fair election. It did not, broadly speaking, meet international standards.
But he said elected officials across the country will play critical roles in the next step of a North-South peace process, a referendum on whether the South will secede. Crowley added that vote is, quote, likely to yield the emergence of a new country. So he says the U.S. has a lot of work to do to help the North and South resolve remaining issues in their 2005 peace agreement. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Toyota today agreed to pay the government a more than $16 million fine for delaying to report defective gas pedals on many of its models, which led to a massive recall. And Toyota announced another recall today. Its 2010 Lexus GX460 has the potential of rolling over. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.